We are coming to the close of the fourth school semester in a row to be significantly disrupted by the pandemic. So many struggles over remote learning, masks, quarantine, staffing, politics. But as NPR's Anya Kamenetz reports, some schools are innovating to meet those challenges, like in Guilford County, North Carolina, where students are finding their way back to learning even after school hours.
It's a beautiful fall afternoon. Sophomore Drayshawn Robinson is headed to his high school cafeteria.
I come here every day.
He wants to be a music engineer someday.
I just like Adele, really.
All right.
But right now, he's working evenings in a restaurant. And Monday through Thursday after school, he and dozens of his classmates come to Grimsley High School's Learning Hub.
What you working on today? Science is in this middle here. You got Miss Moore Lyons.
Here from 4:30 to 6 p.m., there are certified teachers to help students with any subject. One of the most popular is math.
A negative 10 is greater than a negative 11.
Yep.
So it has to be less than.
Got it. Appreciate it.
You want a veggie or meat?
Tuesdays and Thursdays, there's free dinner, too.
Tell me when. I'm just going to keep going until you tell me to stop.
And a bus to take you home. These learning hubs first opened last fall in Guilford County, a large district in north-central North Carolina that includes Greensboro. They started off simply as a way to connect to remote learning for the 1 in 5 families in the district who had no high-speed internet. Then, Superintendent Sharon Contreras says, they saw another need, too.
The high school students began working when their parents were losing their jobs, losing employment.
So the district opened up the hubs on Saturdays. They served meals and offered students incentives, like a gift card to Sheetz for gas.
So we had to find ways to keep them engaged and keep them moving forward toward graduation.
It worked. In fact, with the help of increased flexibility from the state, Guilford County posted the highest high school graduation rate in its history in the spring of 2021, 91.4%. That in a district where two-thirds of students are living in poverty.
We visited shelters. We were very concerned that we could not place our eyes on students, did not know if they were okay.
This school year, when they came back in person, Contreras, the superintendent, says they did not want to leave any student behind.
We already knew that academically they were suffering, but there are many more concerns that go beyond academic concerns. And that kept me up at night. It kept my staff up at night. It kept the board members up at night. So we just knocked on doors saying, please come back. It's safe to come back to school.
Like districts all over the country, Guilford County has seen falling test scores after months of remote and hybrid learning and all of the stresses and traumas of the pandemic. The Walton Family Foundation, which is also a supporter of NPR, and the Michael and Susan Dell Foundations funded these learning hubs this fall to help students catch up. It's completely voluntary, and so far numbers are small, but it does seem to be helping the students who do show up.
We have got a lot of kids who typically would have tapped out at this particular point in the year.
That's assistant principal at Grimsley High School, Christopher Burnett. He runs the Learning Hub. And he says when students have low grades in their first quarter,
they realize that this is a no-win situation, and then they start to fade back.
Attendance drops, they're turning less work in, grades plummet. That could have been Drayshawn. He lost 15 days this fall to COVID quarantine.
Okay, so we actually doing purines and pyrimidines.
Pyrimidines, yeah. Pyrimidines. So what goes with the T?
A.
Mm-hmm. You know.
We caught up with him in biology class. Today's lesson, DNA replication.
Biology is hard to teach from a computer.
That's Drayshawn's favorite teacher, his biology teacher, Sierra Hannipol.
When he got behind it, it was a struggle to pick him back up. And that's unfair to him, because he does try. He tries really hard.
I don't want to ever go fall behind again, because it was really hard. Like, you come in, and then you look at everybody like, oh, Dre's back. And then you'd be like, oh, what are we doing? Oh, we doing this. I'm like, oh, I don't know what that is.
Ms. Hannibal says since Drayshawn has been going to the hub, he's more focused, more on top of his deadlines, and he speaks up in class.
What do we do?
What do? We read the instructions. Okay.
No, like, we understand it until the part where it gets...
Drayshawn says the learning hubs have changed his perspective on schoolwork.
I always felt like, I was like, man, studying is whack. Like, but then you get to high school and you're like, dang, maybe I do need to study. But I'm like, I don't know how to study. So you go to the learning hub, they help you, you know, help you study.
He's happy to be back at school in person. He says he wants to go to college and pursue his dreams. Anya Kamenetz, NPR News, Greensboro, North Carolina.